your side. I don't know why it just.
As he frantically searches for the mic. Oh, I put the wrong one too. Damn it. No. Hello? It's muted now. All right, wait a second. I don't think they can hear us.
How do you know if they can hear?
I can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
No. Verizon, can you hear me now?
Why isn't that working? Now, do I got to do it on the same one? Oh, this sucks.
What's going on?
Well, I thought I having another one open with play. It's not muted.
So what?
Oh,
you
it's just down. There it is. God, why does it do stuff like that? It's trying to outthink me, and so far it's doing a great job. I should just
Papa G's matinee.
I should just
where professionalism
I should just
is the forefront of all sanity.
Is the foreskin of all sanity?
Well, that's what's in Grinch's teeth right now.
Yeah, well, let's not get dirty. You know, we have rules around here.
Oh, children are present too.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, preteen.
She's
teen. Oh, teen.
She's fully teen.
Ooh, excuse me. Ooh.
Poor James. She'll never come back in again.
So that was the hello.
Thank you. Oh, they're baking for us out there. That's
there you
nice.
Go. This it depends on what's in it. Though.
Where do you get service like this? I'm telling you.
Denny's.
Okay. Other than Denny's. All right. So I'm going to start off. I've got a bunch of things I want to talk
plethora.
To you about here. But the first one is a story that I was quite impressed with that came in from JF this past week.
JF, the drunk?
Well, he's not. Yeah, that one. he went to Vegas last weekend with the boys.
Uh-huh. Let me make sure they can still hear. Go ahead.
I went for the. What, you questioning my technical prowess?
You know, just anything. So yeah. Go on.
So he went to Vegas with a bunch of guys for Super Bowl, right? And I had kind of bugged him, why didn't you invite me? But he knows that I'm not into sports. Anyways, he comes back and he said, yeah, we had a really crappy time. And I go, well, what do you mean? He said, well, on the way out, in the car, they were all drinking, and one of the guys got so drunk that he puked and shit his pants in the car.
In one swoop?
Well, I would think, yeah. Just, you know, open the sluice like, at both ends. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, can you imagine being in a car with somebody who craps his pants?
Well, I have to deal with that every time I go on a road trip with you if you don't bring your Depends.
No, I'm serious now. Does Nick ever do that?
No. Not that I know. I don't know. Jeez, I don't know.
Now, what do you do with something like that? Do you get them out of the car? How do you get the stink
but
out of that?
That was while they were driving?
Yes.
So there was no, like, warning? There was
I guess
no
not.
Danger. Attention. My ass is about to...
Can we pull over, please? I have to take a dump in my trousers.
Oh, that gives new meaning to... Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Yeah,
are we there?
Yeah, I bet that when he spoke up, everybody listened.
Exactly. From that point on, I think we need to stop.
Exactly.
They're all stopping right there.
And you know,
they're probably like carrying them on their shoulders or something. Get on, let's get them to the bathroom.
You know, if that happened, you would just be riding that guy the entire weekend. I mean, you know.
Whose car?
I don't know. I don't,
that's the kicker. I mean, if it was my car, I wouldn't have that friend anymore.
Now, do you think if you crap your pants, does it leak out?
It depends on what type of crap. You got your watery crap?
Well,
you got your solid crap? It depends on your stool.
If it's blowing out your mouth and your ass at the same time, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty watery.
But who knows? We've had some laughs where it's, you know, I'm not saying it's almost come out there, but I'm saying where laughing.
12-inch log drops out.
Hey, you never know. It's how talented can he be? Is he Dirk Diggler of the shit?
All right.
Oh, wait, that was my boy. I was like, I was doing it with my nose.
All right, so you don't have any stories that can compare to that one, I'll bet.
Shitter ones or puker ones?
Or puking stories, yeah.
No, I mean, not that, unless it goes back to high school, which, yeah. You know, I don't need to revisit those.
Yeah.
But no, nothing as vile as that. All I
right.
mean,
so
that leads us back to Franz again and Sean Bishop, you know, that puke shit, all that stuff.
Just a little bit of bitterness there, residual bitterness.
Well, can we talk about your CalProg list real quick?
Sure, let's
this is
that.
Okay, CalProg list. A couple weeks back, you know, I've been on the CalProg list since its inception,
right.
Since I'm involved with it. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. topics have gone not just CalProg. They've gone to artist distribution, promotion, shows.
Sean Gordon's yeah. private.
But it's gone there. And no one's given, no pun intended on the last story, no one's given a crap about it.
Right.
Right? See, I'm bringing it all back. And,
connecting the dots
yeah.
for us.
So no one's puked all over it.
Nobody's puked on it.
So...
It's not a real chatty list, though.
No,
I mean,
no. But
once
but,
in a while.
You know, someone laid down a joke.
Yeah.
It happened to be me. And you ran with it. You told a little nice funny story.
I thought it was cute.
It was cool. And then someone else commented on it. Ha ha. And it was kind of like a camaraderie thing. Like,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
We're not just here about music and this and that. It was, you know.
We could have a little fun, too.
Right. It took you out of the black and white promoter vein and put you into a real person.
Right.
Some asshole. Someone who claims to be a man, but there's no proof, who possibly has no penis attached to any part of their body except prosthetically or with a dildo, okay, jumps up and says, wait a minute, I thought this was all just prog. This is supposed to be just about CalProg.
It sounds like this the type of guy that would throw you off a radio station for not playing a prog quota.
Exactly. And I looked at the name. It was Alistair Henry?
Yeah.
Going back through all my notes, I realize he's upper management from Dividing Line.
The guy who never showed up at shows. I think he only did 5 live shows ever.
But he called me out on the carpet every time.
Every time.
Every time.
In those private emails, he was always giving us crap.
So on your email list, yours devoted to CalProg, which has no affiliation with that person or their web. This guy comes on and says... claims there's this rule.
Yeah, you're off topic.
You're off topic, guys. What's going on?
And he's never been to CalProg. I didn't even realize he was on the list. I mean, why would you? He's in Canada, has no interest. He hates both you and me. Why would he?
Well, that's
be
half
on
the problem.
List?
He's in Canada. Well, we'll skip that one.
We got a lot of Canadian.
And we'll skip that though. We'll skip that.
Go easy. I got some butts to kiss up in the great white north.
So, anyways, he starts on this. So I, of course. Me being one to be very subtle, it's the bat phone.
Yeah.
One to be very subtle, I just jump on and just say, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I just said a nice 2-sentence thing, you know, and...
Well, there were a few good remarks. Grinch did a really good one.
Yeah, Grinch...
Yeah, that was a...
Grinch did one
that... classic tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic...
Remark. Yeah, as opposed to Grinch's tongue up everyone's ass, usually. So anyways, this guy, Alistair...
Somebody wants to be on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Oh, Jamie's not here. Sorry.
Who are you? Hello?
We lost him.
Oh, we lost him. It's your damn charm, Papa J.
Yeah, they hear me and they go, oh, shit.
So Alistair Hendry is giving us crap about it, giving you
right,
crap.
Right, so he does that. You shot back.
I shot back, and I had a full load.
And I was worried, you know, that this stuff was going to go on and people were going to start unsubbing. And I did. I got, like, 3 letters from or emails from people saying... What is all this crap? Why are people arguing on, you know, I just thought we were going to get
But it wasn't really
CalProg.
An argument. It was just an idiot
going
on and saying, you know, you guys are, what is this? I signed on to be, and he didn't, he was just looking for an in anywhere possible.
Yeah, he'd probably been waiting for 2 years to get that crack out.
Exactly. I mean, you
That's
know.
Where he could make me look like an idiot.
No offense to homosexuals, but I assume he's always waiting for an in. Oh! So I think he should just. He probably isn't even on the list anymore.
No, the next day he unsubbed.
It's just, what an idiot. What a buffoon.
Yeah.
What
anyways,
a fool.
We aren't going to talk about anybody personally tonight, though. We're going to keep it all above board. And
no, and that was all hypothetically speaking. Yeah, that was just like, what if someone going onto the list?
Yeah, it might have happened.
Yeah, but not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
We are politically correct.
All right, let's get back to the music. I have 3 songs
queued up.
Thank you. Queued up. And I'll try to operate the controls correctly from here on out.
That's a good one.
From CalProg bands from this year, do you have any comments about this year's lineup? Do you know the bands at all? You want to save it until after we play them?
There's a Helmet of Gnats that I think is horrid, but that's not...
Yeah.
Of course I would think that.
Yeah.
Of
all the bands, I would expect you'd think that of them almost. Yeah.
And then...
You'd probably classify them with Bubble Math.
Yeah, pretty much. They're my Bubble Math. Yeah. Which I've had to see 2 Bubble Math shows in my lifetime.
And it was how many too many?
7.
Okay.
You times it by 3, take the square root of two, and you just, yeah.
I like Bubble Mouth. I thought they were very appealing.
They're cool guys. They're cool guys.
Yeah, I thought that they were much better than what you had led me to believe. You said that when you saw them at Prague Day, when they weren't on stage, they were all playing chess all day or something.
Yeah, I have pictures of it, of them playing chess while the other bands are on stage.
Which seemed like it was very possible, but they
Queen to Rook! Yeah, it was just...
With timers and
God. They were sitting right next to our booth, too.
Yeah, it turns out they were pretty cool, outside of having some kind of unusual haircuts and...
Well, yeah, but, you know, what can you
say? All right, so there's those guys, it's Cryptic Vision. You heard those them? No?
No.
I see a blank look on his face.
Well, that's always
Presto
there,
but... Ballet, what about those guys?
I've heard of them.
Now, Kurt Vanderhoof, the head guy from that, came from a band called Metal Church.
Metal Church.
You know them?
They're from the 80s, aren't they?
They're still around. They're doing an album right now, as a matter of fact.
Right now? Like let's call them at their studio.
Kurt just emailed me this week, said they're finishing it up. That's why he hasn't emailed me in a while.
Oh.
So
Metal Church.
Another blank. Well, how about Kino?
Yeah, I have the Kino CD.
What do you think of that?
It's okay. It has some cool pop tunes.
Okay. All right. Well, here's three songs from those bands.